Good morning. ZLK, KO4LAO, good morning.
My name is Shane, and mobile over here in Greenville, and I can't remember your name, but I've heard you on, but I've never spoken to you, so it's a pleasure to meet you this morning.
Hey, my name is Jim, and I live up here in TR, and it's I'm headed north up towards the Landrum area this morning.
Son and daughter-in-law that live in TR, and a son and daughter-in-law that live in Marietta, and we actually live in Cleveland. But I work in Greenville, or around Greenville.
You headed to work this morning?
Yeah, one of those things. I understand that you used to fly, I think, what, the KC-130s, was that correct?
130, it's a C-130 airplane, but I used to fly KC-135s and KC-10s.
I wasn't in the military, so I don't know those well. I know what they are, but my oldest son was a Wizzo on the B-1Bs for a while, and he transferred out of that. He's in somewhere in California. Well, I think I know where he is in California, but he can't tell me what he does.
So is he in Wichita, Kansas there for a while?
Dakota.
Everything, right? A neat place. A lot of people don't care for it much, but I think it's a great place out that way. And B-1B was and still is a great airplane. It took a long time to get the maintenance issues worked out on it, but it was pretty good.
He likes doing what he's doing. He likes all the aspects of it, so I'm very proud of him.
That's a pretty demanding thing to be doing, but. A lot of guys like the airplane because I think there's something about scooting along the ground at about 9 miles a minute. It's pretty impressive.
He told me a couple things. You know, I don't remember if he. I think they'll do more than Mach. I'm sure. I don't think they ever got there in all their things they were doing. But they took a lot of long trips. Just for, you know, obviously they got to practice that kind of stuff. So, and they did some flyovers and some 4th of July celebrations. So that was a lot of fun.
It's a pretty cool airplane, but if you've ever been underneath it when it does a flyover and they kick it into afterburner, oh man, is that thing loud.
I know they've kind of downplayed them or whatever they say. They didn't decommission them, but they kind of said we don't need as many or don't need them as much anymore, and that's one of the reasons he was able to transfer out pretty easily.
I was in when they first brought them online and built them, and they had a lot of issues when they first came on trying to get all the things together because they had so many different contractors with their fingers in the pie, and they finally got that straightened out, but it took a while, and, you know, they had a lot of issues, and they had some bad crashes. But now they've got that down to it's a pretty good conventional weapons, really fast bomber. And I don't know if it still has a nuclear role anymore or not, but a lot of guys who fly the airplane really like it.
Hey, you and all the other guys that do things like that. Anyway, I've wanted to talk to you. I've heard you on a few times, but never when I was able to talk to you. So just wanted to say thank you, and I am getting close to where I'm going, so I'll go ahead and let you go. Enjoyed meeting you this morning, Tim. KO4LAO, N4ZLK. Hope you have a great day.
Shane, hope you have a good rest of the day, and my best to your son. Wish him all the best. It's neat to be doing that stuff if you enjoy what you're doing. But that was, I'm kind of getting long in the tooth now. You know, that was more than 20 years ago for me, and have had another career or two since then. But I sure did like flying the jet at the time. So I'll say 73 to you, KO4LAO. Be clear.